Welcome to Series 4 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney and I'm here with my esteemed teacher, Tony O'Rourke. Hi, Tony. It seems like ages since we did the last lesson.
G'day, Jerry. Yes, that's probably because it has been ages. It's been over 2 years, in fact. But we're back again with some more good music.
And our first tune in Book 4 is called The Baltimore Salute.
That's right. I learned this tune from John G. Walsh, who lives near Clifton in Connemara. Now, John G. recorded this tune on his CD, The Magpie's Nest, and it's one of my favourite albums of traditional Irish music. In 1987, John was runner-up in the All-Ireland Senior Accordion title. In 2003, his daughter Marie won the All-Ireland Piano Accompaniment title, and then in 2004, she won the Senior Accordion title that had eluded her father in 1987. The Baltimore in this tune probably refers to the town on the southern coast of Ireland, southwest of Skibbereen in County Cork.
And in Irish, Baltimore is called Dún na Séid, which means Fort of Jewels.
Now, the Baltimore salute, it's a lovely G reel, and like a good red wine, it goes with almost anything.
Now, Tony, the first part of the tune can be played in the open position. Can you remind the listeners again what we mean by open position?
Okay, now the open position means that you don't have to move the left hand up and down the neck of the guitar in order to accomplish the fingering. For the first five bars in the second part of the tune, I play the notes on the third fret of my first finger, and the notes on the fourth fret with my second finger, notes on the fifth fret with my third finger, and the high B note, which is on the seventh fret, I play that with my fourth finger. And that fourth finger, you've got to use it so that it feels just like the other three fingers. We don't use the fourth finger in everyday living for hardly anything. But in music, it's just another finger, and it's got to feel like that it's just another finger. There are four A notes on the second fret of the third string in these first five bars. You can use your first finger to play them as they are preceded and followed by notes occurring on the open strings. These open strings will give you enough time to move your fingers to the next sequence of notes. The last three bars of the tune can then be played in open position once again. Your playing will be much more fluid if you're very clear about the frets and the fingering that you're going to use before you play the tune. So I guess what I'm saying there is to look at the tune, look at where you're going to be going. It's a bit like when you're travelling and you look at the map to see the town that you're going to before you actually hop in the car and begin your drive.
And since this is our first tune for some time, it's probably a good time to remind listeners that accuracy is more important than speed.
Indeed, I'm always telling people, focus on accuracy. Speed, if desired, can come once you have the tune down accurately, and speed, as I've said many a time before, it's a byproduct of many years of constant practice and experience.
And what about the accompaniment, Tony?
Okay, so I've used the same chord progression for each part of the tune. This is not unique in Irish music. It's not usual, but it's by no means unique. The chords are G, C, A minor, D, and E minor. You'll need to study the accompaniment for tunes in the same way that you study the melody, even though backing up a tune is less complicated. Now, because it's less complicated, I suppose people sort of think that perhaps they don't need to study it at all. But you actually do need to have a very close look at the chords that you're using. Many's the time you'll hear guitarists, in particular, trying to guess where a tune is going. Now, this approach will get you nowhere and will win you no friends amongst the melody players at a session. Guitars and guitarists are often viewed with a great deal of musical suspicion, in part brought on by singers who've never bothered to make a serious effort to learn the rudiments of traditional Irish music, but who want or insist in joining in on tunes, or by guitar heroes who seem to think that the melody takes a back seat to accompaniment.
Okay, and listeners should know that they can purchase Book 4, which covers this set of 18 lessons, for $9 US from irishguitarpod.com and then download it immediately. The book contains the sheet music, accompaniment and other useful material. Now, as usual, we'll have the tune played slowly, followed by a normal-paced version. And Tony, I think we've got a special treat for the normal-paced version, is that right?
Well, very kindly, I've been given permission to use the recording that John G made on his album The Magpie's Nest, his recording of the Baltimore Salute. And look, it's not an easy CD to come by. It's not distributed all over the world. But if you ever get in Ireland, my first piece of advice to you is head west and go to Connemara. And look, there's so many marvellous musicians in Connemara. And John G is top of the tree there, and he has this beautiful album. It's a great album of traditional music called The Magpie's Nest. But, so we've been able to, John has kindly consented to us using that track. So you'll get the slow-paced version of the tune by me, and you'll also get a normal-paced version, and you can have a listen to how John G does it.
Great, and we'll see you next week for the Blarney Pilgrim.
See you then.
Thank you.